Thank you, Chair. I also would like to reiterate the importance of keeping Article 11. We have heard through the years in this working group that various studies have shown that the issue of applicable law can constitute a significant barrier to accessing remedy for victims. And because usually in such cases with a cross-border or transnational element, the current rules of private international law direct the choice of applicable law towards the legal regime where the harm occurred. And this could often work against victims and could be significantly more lenient to corporate defendant. And this approach that applies today does not seem efficient in the context of corporate liability cases involving multiple instances of decision-making, multiple entities, and multiple jurisdictions linked to the case. And this kind of approach that is proposed for a choice of law provision, as in the third draft, would help us move towards the higher human rights standard. So it's very much aligned with the objective of the treaty. I would say that the challenges flagged by the chair, such as the particularly the issues that could emerge in criminal cases, could be addressed by just subdividing the provision so that the we deal with the applicable law in civil liability cases and then deal separately with other cases, and just to also reiterate that such kind of choice of law provisions in tort cases involving discrepancy between the parties, such as consumers and employees, and consumers and producers, employees and employers, is not really something that is unfamiliar. We see several country practices where victims are given the right to choose the applicable law in such tort cases and allow the victims to choose between the laws of the place of conduct or the place of injury, etc. So we're not really talking about something extraordinary here, and it is worthwhile continuing the conversation. Thank you.